I'll have to admit, I've never been a state lawmaker, don't aspire to be one, don't really understand how the legislature works. But it occurred to me that when the governor of the state, Jay Inslee, who thank God is leaving after this term, although replacing him with Bob Ferguson is a terrible idea, so let's hope that doesn't happen. How is it that if the legislature meets for months and doesn't get something done, does it do any good to call them back in special session and say, come back and do what you didn't get done the last several months? I'm going to put that question to Senator Keith Wagner, who represents the 39th Senate Legislative District in Washington. And he is, in fact, a Republican, although we've encouraged Senator Wagner to bring a Democrat friend with him for the next interview. Senator Wagner, welcome back.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, Lars.
So if after several months the Washington legislature has decided not to correct the massive error of the Washington Supreme Court and actually put some serious drug laws on the books so that we have, you know, we can stop stacking up the body bags of all the people who die either from illegal drugs or from the illegal drug sales activities that often involve the use of guns by gangs and drug sellers, is calling him back, calling you back in a special session going to achieve a different result?
Well, a lot of us would like to come back under special session and do a better job, but there's a time and a place to do that. And the governor has completely disregarded our leadership's guidance on that, which has been, don't call us back to a special session unless a deal has been rendered. And why is that important? Because as you said, we just spent 105 days, greater part of 4 months, and not gotten a deal. Now we have, bad coaching. Coach Inslee says, get back in there and try harder. That's not good coaching, and it's not good leadership. And he has been completely disengaged in the process. I haven't seen him do anything to help Blake, and I know what it's about because I was the prime negotiator for the Republicans on the Senate side when we sent a very good bipartisan bill over to the House, and the House Democrats messed it up to a point that they couldn't get the votes. So we know what needs to be done because we did it in the Senate. But if we're not back there, being called back to special session is a waste of time and a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Well, in fact, let me throw an idea. I know that you lawmakers usually write the laws. I mean, you do it with some legal counsel and others. But the governor could literally say, this is the thing I'd like to have in the law. He could make his own suggestion. Now, you're free to take it or not. He hasn't even done that, has he?
He hasn't, and I think that would actually be very useful if he looked at the process that I just described where we got bipartisan bill over to the House. If he just looked at that bill and put a little bit of his oomph and pressure on the House Democrats to pass that bill, we had four simple changes to the bill they brought to the floor. So everybody knows what work needs to be done. If he used his influence in a helpful way, I think it would be great, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so I want to tell citizens, though, what's holding him back? And am I right in suspecting that Jay Inslee does not want to take a position against hard drugs? And he's avoiding it because he's happy to send you a proposed budget, right? He's happy to send you all kinds of other crazy ideas, but he says, don't make me take a position on hard drugs. I mean, for the life of me, I can't understand why anybody in government wouldn't say, this is killing people right and left in the state of Washington. It's bringing a lot of violence, not gun violence, because there is no such thing, but people violence to the state of Washington. Let's do something about it. And he's admitting by his inaction that he has absolutely no clue how to solve this?
Yeah, he's failed to take a position, and I think it's because of politics. People on the far left want to see complete decriminalization of drugs, but we're kind of in that boat right now, and we've seen the result. Thousands of people have died, but some people are still vested in that was the right move. I don't know what it takes in their logic to turn them around and realize, oh, we made a mistake. But most of us can see we made a mistake. A majority of us saw in the Senate that we made a mistake and we want to pull it back the other way. It would be very nice for the governor to weigh in with the same sentiment. We made a mistake. Let's fix it. Let's put some teeth into the program to help people get better and to make our communities safer.
I mean, Senator Wagner, I would confess I'm a bit of a libertarian. I want the government to stay out of my life. But I'm also not enough of a libertarian to say, gee, I think I can imagine what society would look like if you could go to the local convenience store, 7-Eleven, and buy methamphetamine or fentanyl or heroin anytime you want. You know, there'd probably be people who'd stay away from it, just like there are people who stay away from booze. And there'd be other people who'd be in tremendous trouble very quickly because they'd try it, they'd get addicted to it, and then their life goes downhill along with everybody around them. Is that what your Democrat colleagues say is a desirable way for the society to operate?
Well, I don't think they'd put it in those terms, but you're absolutely right. We have a preview. We're living in it right now. Under the current law that passed, what, two sessions ago, that
yep.
says you get two strikes and then maybe we'll charge you with a misdemeanor, but nobody's counting the strikes. It's the same thing, and you've seen the result. Look all around us at the thousands of deaths, the crime that is related to drug use, the homelessness that's related to drug use. We see what's coming. We need to make a quick U-turn.
I just, you know, this is why I'd love to talk to some of your Democrat colleagues, Senator, because I'd love to ask them, what do you imagine a complete legalization of these hard drugs would do? I mean, other than dead bodies, more people homeless, families busted apart. I mean, because they say, well, you should be able to decide what goes in your body. It sounds good in theory, but I'm just trying to imagine, just take one of those drugs like meth and say, what if everybody could buy meth anytime they wanted to? There might be people who might use it sensibly and occasionally, and there'd be a whole bunch of people who'd get hooked on it, never be able to get off, and would be doomed. And that also dooms everybody around them. So I hope you can scratch some kind of deal together. I'll give you the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, I just want to be fair to the Democrats who voted with us on the bill. They obviously understand how important it is to fix this. So it's a minority of people on the far left who seem to be running the show.
Unbelievable. That is Senator Keith Wagner from the 39th District. Senator, thanks very much.